in Article 1 basically attempts to answer the question, what is God like? And if you notice, we are focusing on the very end of this article. We've been looking at it now for 3 weeks. And we're looking at what are called the communicable attributes. What is communicable? Why do they use that term? It's those attributes of God which we can relate to. In other words, can you relate to infinity? Can you comprehend eternal? God is eternal. God is invisible. God is unchangeable. These are things we can hear the words, we can think we get it, but we really can't grab it. Why? Because we are not eternal. We are not infinite. We change all the time and so on. These are what are called incommunicable, those things that we can't quite grasp. But we can understand things like wisdom, justice, goodness, having all power. These are things that we do relate to. And so we're looking at those aspects. One author says that they emphasize his personal nature, that God is a person, actually three persons, but God is personal. God is conscious. God is intelligent. God is a free moral being. We are created in his image, in his likeness. So these things communicate that God is spirit, Jesus taught us. We already looked at that. So let's look at those attributes. Number one, the intellectual attributes. In our text, it speaks about him being perfectly wise. What is wisdom? Wisdom is having knowledge and understanding and ability to use what you know and understand. It's skill for living. God is all wise, perfectly wise. He knows and he does what is right, as the text or here says. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the season. He removes kings. He sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in darkness, and the light dwells with him. Paul writes, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. God has all knowledge. God knows everything. God is wise. God is truth. He is the fountain of all truth. He is the absolute truth. Jesus himself said what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. God is the basis. There is an objective truth, and it's not my truth or your truth. It's God who is true, and everything else is based on him. Do you understand that? We live in a society today where they're basically saying there is no absolute truth but my truth. And that's wrong. No, the absolute truth is God. It's outside of yourself. And you're not God. Amen? Also, we find the moral attributes. God is good. That goodness includes his love, his grace, his mercy, his long-suffering. Do you know and realize that you exist because of the love of God? Everything exists because of the love of God. It is an expression of his love. When you open your eyes and you look around you, you are looking at a reflection or revelation of the love of God. And even more so, the love of God in Christ, who redeems us from sin and misery. The grace of God. What is grace? Grace is getting what you don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Both are important. We need mercy because we deserve the wrath and curse of God. We deserve eternal damnation in hell for our sins. It's the mercy of God, not getting what we deserve, because Jesus got it. Jesus suffered it. But on the other hand, it's we're saved by grace, the grace of God. And again, I like to define grace as God's personal involvement, personal intimate involvement with us. It's not just he gives us something, walks away. He stays with us. He's always with us. And then thirdly, we see the righteousness and holiness of God and also His will and power. They're stated in the term Almighty. He is sovereign. And as we talked about before, doesn't that bring comfort to us in this crazy world that we live in? That God's in control. I don't know what you're doing, God, but you're in control, and that's good enough for me. And I find great comfort in that. I hope that you do too. As I said before, my wife and I repeat to each other all week long, God is sovereign, God is sovereign, God is sovereign. Every time we start to get upset about something, God is sovereign. And it brings great comfort. Amen? Amen.